It's Friday, the 29th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Several political parties gathered around the SADC Electoral Observer car at the Mercure Hotel on Friday, protesting against the observers for not yet taking a position on the issue between the Electoral Commission of Namibia and political parties. Separately, the Ondangwa Urban Constituency Returning Officer Jacob Namupala said that by 2 p.m., over 60 voters cast their votes at the Danger Ashipala in Oshana region.
My name is Jacob Namupala, a Returning Officer of Ondangwa Urban Constituency. So, we are here in Ondangwa Urban. Our polling here is still open. We are opening till tomorrow. I'm encouraging all the voters, eligible voters, to come cast their vote here. So far, the people are coming, and I'm expecting those who didn't vote yesterday to show up here. So far, 60 people have casted their votes.
Then relief for motorists, as the Ministry of Mines and Energy has announced that the fuel price for December 2024 will remain unchanged. Here is Anna Salkius from the Ministry.
The Ministry of Mines and Energy has completed the review of the fuel price for December. The Ministry recorded over recoveries of 26 cents per litre for petrol, under recoveries of 43 cents per litre for diesel 50 ppm, and under recoveries of 35 cents per litre for diesel 10 ppm. In Walvis Bay, the price of petrol will thus remain 20 Namibia dollars and 25 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm will remain 19 Namibia dollars and 72 cents per litre. And diesel 10 ppm will remain 19 Namibia dollars and 82 cents per litre.
From elsewhere, Standard Bank South Africa says it will be interesting to see how Two-Pot retirement withdrawals will impact sales this Black Friday. Head of Credit Tumelo Ramugondo told the SABC there is a possibility of increased spending, but limited to essential items.
We have significant withdrawals on the Two-Pot systems. The effect of that on Black Friday, I think, still remains to be seen, systems. But that being said, I can say that October, which was actually a significantly high transacting month, that then starts bringing the question of to what effect is the Two-Pot system starting to come through in terms of the spend that the consumers are doing.
And Ireland began voting in a closely fought general election. The incumbent coalition is neck and neck with the opposition after a campaign marked by rancor over housing and cost of living crises. Voters have to choose between members for the 174-seat lower chamber of parliament. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms for the latest in election-related news. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.